Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson, and then a little bit later in the show by an elite powerlifter named Brandon Lilly. As we launch the new Get Strong show with Coach Wade Johnson, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Then later in the show, we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Ton Bars, and he's going to be joining us all the way from Poland. He's written several very great papers analyzing the riskiness as well as healthiness of engaging in raw unpasteurized milk. And I know I promote raw milk. We're going to find out if I'm reckless for promoting it in a little while. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Right now we're joined by Coach Wade Johnson. How you doing, Wade?
Great to be back with you, Carl. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. So here's what happened. So I go to the Ancestral Health Symposium in Atlanta, Georgia, and people come up to me, which is really nice to hear that they like the show. And then they go, hey, by the way, what happened to the roundtable discussion? You know, and then I get emails too, like, where's the, I can't find the latest roundtable discussion on iTunes. It's like, well, we had to pause the show for a while. What's going on? You know, and so what's been going on is behind the scenes, Wade and I have been talking about him spinning off his own show, and this is the beginning of it. This is actually the early steps of it. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be launching a new show called Get Strong with Coach Wade Johnson, and it's going to be a platform for us to focus exclusively on strength, because I think part of the problem we had, Wade, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you have been a strength athlete your whole life, and how big you got was only a consequence of what class you ended up in. It's not like you said, well, my biceps need to be bigger, my shoulders need to be thicker. That was never your goal, right?
No, it was never about, for me, it was about accepting the physique that the training gave you.
And I love that.
That, you know, it is different. Like Brandon, today's guest, Brandon is this just gigantic built man. I mean, he is a big, big dude, you know, but he doesn't look like a bodybuilder, but there's no question. I mean, you know, he's that guy when he walks through, you don't go, well, I wonder if he lifts weights. You're like, that dude can move some serious
right.
steel. And for me, that's, you know, 'cause my goals were all about, you know, the strength activities that I was doing. So I wasn't really worried, you know, did I have any peak on my biceps? You know, were my calves looking a certain way? You know, and were, you know, my inner and outer vastus, were they balanced around my knee or anything like that? You know, and that's not to diminish anything, you know, that a bodybuilder or someone, you know, that those things are important to them, you know, and justifiably so. But it was never, you know, It was never something that was a concern to me. A friend of mine and a friend of the show, that listens to the show, Heather Grace, who is an IFBB pro bodybuilder. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, the amount of discipline and dedication that it takes for her, you know, just how she looks in the off season. Most
right.
of us would kill to look like.
Right.
You know, and, you know, not to mention that not only is she a beautiful woman who is built, you know, ridiculously, you know, incredible, but she's ultra intelligent, and to have that kind of discipline and that kind of dedication is something I admire. But on the other end, for me, you know, I had to worry about what do I do so I can squat and, you know, add another 100 pounds to my squat? What do I have to do in order to keep my, you know, hands healthy so I can deadlift 700 pounds? Those, you know, and how I looked and what size I became was only a side effect of the training that I had to do in order to achieve my goals.
Well, and see, and it's funny because it's, you know, in the moments of silence, when I think about things and I think about a lot of things, my brain is akin to Grand Central Station. There's always something pulling in and always something pulling out. And I recently was thinking about how profound a statement it was when you said, you know, and you, it was almost like you were pleading with people, accept the body that the training gives you. Don't worry about, man, my back is getting so thick. It's outbalancing my chest. Don't worry about that. Just if you shoot for the goals of the lifts that you're trying to execute and getting better at executing them with greater amounts of weight, don't worry about your body at all. And that takes a lot of courage to actually do that, to forget about, look, okay, so the top of my legs are getting thicker than the bottom of my legs, but I'm squatting heavier. So who cares? You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things. There, you know, there for every, you know, Marius Pujanowski, you know, there's a thousand of us that are just big guys. You know,
right.
You got to understand that these are the guys. It's like Steve Goggins, you know, another a great,
wonderful
great powerlifter,
yeah,
legendary,
wonderful yeah.
great guy, awesome guy. You know, but Steve could probably play checkers and arm wrestle and do toe raises, and he'd add 25 pounds to his deadlift. The guy is just a freak. And again, that doesn't diminish. I mean, I've trained with Steve, and that guy is, not only is he a freak, but he will kill you in the gym. Trust me. You know, but it's just one of those things. Those are the guys that are the exception to the rule. And, you know, the thing that I have seen over and over and over with strength athletes, you know, that their primary goal is to be strong, whether it be strongman, Olympic lifting, you know, powerlifting, you know, come what may, you start worrying about the shape of a muscle and stuff, and a lot of times that's the genesis of injury, not only discouragement, but injury, you know, and even worse, you know, not being able to train or compete at all.
Yeah, and so it's important, and that's why I kind of feel like the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy was like the roundtable discussion on automotive mechanics and cooking. They are so specialized in different directions that it really is hard to put them into the same context. And I felt like, you know, we have a lot of dialogue about hypertrophy, protein synthetic response, and all this, but what we really need to focus on exclusively with this show is getting stronger. Just that, getting stronger. Because there's a lot of people out there, especially older individuals, okay? And I want the older individuals, and especially the older women, to understand that the acquisition of strength is critical to healthy aging and to longevity. And they may not care about building muscle or looking bigger, but they definitely care about being stronger. So the focus of the show has changed. And as a result, Rob Regish, you know, gracefully said, he just bowed out. He goes, look, you know, this is Wade's bailiwick and really needs to be Wade's show. And we all agreed. And so hence the Get Strong show with Coach Wade Johnson was born out of the need to focus exclusively on strength without really taking into account anything that doesn't increase, enhance, or make strength more effective. And so here we are. This is the beginning of the show. It's going to start airing once every other week, like the way the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy did. But within a couple clicks of a couple months, we're going to spin it off into its own show where I will just back out completely and Coach Johnson will do the show and interview the guests. It's really more of a technicality right now that we have to keep doing it this way because there's some components that I don't have set up in the studio yet to launch the new show, but we will be very shortly. So there you go. And so that, let's talk a little bit about Brandon Lilly. So I was in the dark. I didn't know anything about Brandon Lilly. I says, you know, who is he? And then you told me and I Googled him and I was like, holy crap. This is like, a super strong dude. So, give me, when did you meet Brandon?
I can't tell you the specific date. It's been several years ago. I was actually, was judging a meet, actually just south of Louisville in one of those, you know, small areas. There was a gym that, they ran meets at, And a friend of mine locally was lifting in the meet, and Jesse had asked me to come judge. And you know, there was probably 25 lifters, very small meet. And I saw Brandon warming up. And I was like, you know, this pretty big fellow looks to be pretty strong, young guy. And during the meet, I would say he had an average day. Brandon may remember this better. And I can't tell you what he lifted that day. He probably about a 6 for 9 day. But if I recall correctly, you know, he was lifter of the meet. And I remember pulling people aside and go, I don't know who this kid is, but watch him, you know. Because you could see, you know, that the when you see as many lifts as I see, you know, in a year's time, you can tell the people that have a tremendous amount of potential. And, you know, he was benching well over 500 pounds, close to 600. He was squatting and pulling over 700, and I was like, there is a ton of potential here. And that's where it started. I started seeing Brandon at more and more meets, and that followed up with him. He trained for a period of time at Westside and left Westside and went to Lexan and trained there for a period of time. And he was lifting at all the big pro-ams and stuff like that. And then he lives in northern Kentucky. I want to say he's actually in Berea, which is just in the Lexington area.
Right.
I mean, he will be able to tell you better than me. And I know he was part of the Gorilla Squad Barbell folks there for a while because they had their own meet with the SPF. And I'm not sure where he is at right now. Again, he would be able to tell you better than that. But I've gotten to be really good friends with Brandon, and just a tremendous, tremendous lifter. And the thing that I really respect, you know, he's got his own training method, and I'm going to let him, we'll ask him some questions, and I'll let him go into that, you know. But it's one of those things where the guy is world-class in and out of gear. He can put on layers of gear and go, and then he can take it off and wear a belt and knee wraps and squat, you know, what most of us couldn't squat in a bunch of equipment.
Right.
So, I mean, the dude is legit strong across all three lifts and is one of the kindest, you know, guys. I mean, I call him a kid just because he's so much younger than me, but, you know, I've gotten to know him, and I know his wife. You know, I knew both of them before they got married and everything. And it's just one of those cool stories where you see a guy that's up and coming and he digs in. And Brandon will tell you his pathway to becoming, you know, what he is now is littered with some gnarly meet results.
Well,
stuff
why don't we do this? He's waiting in the wings. Let's take this break.
Right.
And when we come back, we're going to turn it over to you. I'm going to just introduce him and then turn it over to you. And, you know, you can ask the questions because you have better questions to ask. And if I have anything to add to it, I'll jump in there, okay?
Great.
So stay tuned. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Brandon Lilly.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Jay Young, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Welcome back. Okay. So we're joined now by Brandon Lilly. How you doing, Brandon?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Cool. And we have Coach Wade Johnson with us as well. So why don't you guys talk a little bit about some of the questions that you had when we were talking about Brandon coming on the show just now, Wade. Why don't you start with those?
Well, the big thing, and first, Brandon, I really appreciate you doing this. And everyone should know, you know, that Brandon and I are first and foremost are really good friends. And it's been one of the cool things for me, like I said, when you do this for a long time and you see someone like Brandon come along, you know, you really pull for the guy, you know, and it's not just his lifting. You know, when he and his wife got married, you know, they kind of snuck off and did it and didn't tell me, and it really hurt my feelings. I was really upset with Brandon, but it's one of those things where you're really excited for them. And you know, and Brandon's got a little boy, and I know, you know, he and I have shared that, you know, privately, how, and, you know, important family and things are. You know, so this is kind of a treat for me, you know, because I know a ton of stuff about Brandon, but I really wanted to, while he's, you know, become world famous and everything, it's just one of those things where this will take some of the mystique out of it, where a lot of people that listen to the show, you know, Brandon's extremely approachable. He's a very, not only is he a strong guy, but he's a very smart and more so an intuitive lifter. And I think where I wanted to start is, Brandon, I remember being at that SPF meet. We were somewhere close to Louisville. I don't remember, like Shepherdsville or something like that, some little meet. And that was where I was first introduced to you. And what I wanted to just have you talk about briefly is, you know, kind of the trial and error and the triumph and failures that, you know, took you not only from that meet when you were with, I believe it was Gorilla Squad, to where you trained at Westside, then to Lexan, and now you're back in Berea, if I'm not mistaken, or in the area. I know you're traveling a lot too. But what I wanted to talk about is just kind of like the humble beginnings. You know, kind of give us a brief overview of some of the things that you went through to become the lifter you are today.
Brandon, did we lose you? This is the problem with cell phones. Sit tight. Sit tight 1 second. All right, so we have Brandon back on the line. So, Brandon, what Coach Johnson was asking was, what was that meet that you guys first met at that was somewhere in Kentucky?
It was in Manchester, Kentucky. I'll never forget it. That was probably one of the meets that I reflected on the very most when I transitioned to Raw, because it was one of those deals that I prepped really well for it. I knew I was strong. And I went to the meet, and I just absolutely fell apart. And
what do you think? What do you think?
It was Mount Sterling, not Manchester. But that was when I really gained an appreciation for the type of person that Wade was. I missed my first two squats. Absolutely got buried. You know, just smashed. And before the third attempt, he just told me to take a step back. He said, "Just do it like you do it in training." He said, "Forget about the meet, forget about the judges." He said, "Just do it like you do it in training." And that's all it took. You know, I mean, still wasn't a pretty lift. It was a grinder, but him saying that was just enough to get me through that, and ended up totaling 2,050 that day as a 259 lifter in the SPF. So,
Wade, do you remember this, Wade? Did we lose Wade now? Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Stay with us. This will obviously be a heavily edited show. But basically, Wade, Brandon just told the story about how you walked up to him and told him, you know, when he was missing his squats, you know, just take a step back and just do it like you do it when you're training. And he, in fact, did pull that one out. So I was asking before I realized I had you off the air, did you remember that event when you told him that?
Well, it's, again, one of those things for me, and I don't want to have a whole lot of focus on me, but when you see so many lifts and you become friends with lifters, you know, like I said, Brandon and I are good friends, and he, you know, he is someone that, you know, I've stayed after, you know, for a lot of different reasons, you know, that we won't even go into, but it, one of those things where you see a guy with so much potential, and not only that, you know, it's one thing to have potential. It's another thing to be willing to bust your ass and not just lift hard in the gym, you know, doing the food, you know, the studying, you know, and then finding balance. Because remember, you know, Brandon's got a wife, he's got a son, and he has business and all these other things. So I remember vividly, I mean, because you got to understand, when those lifts occurred, I was the head judge on the platform, you know, and it's one of those things where I have to be the guy that makes the decision that pisses everybody off, whether it to be a throw a light, time someone out, or to take a lift when the lifter is clearly struggling and not going to get the lift. And I remember there was a meet where he just couldn't get the squat in. It just wasn't going to happen. You know, and you can see the heartbreak in his eyes. You know, because it's not just the day of the meet. You know, there's the millions, you know, of minutes, you know, that go into training for, you know, a meet. And it wasn't the local meet. You know, it wasn't the state meet. You know, these were pro level meets where, you know, you're lifting with the best of the best and the pressure is on. And I've seen, you know, that was one of the things that I wanted Brandon to talk about. Is a lot of people see the success that Brandon is having now, and it's justified, it is earned, he is more than deserving, you know, but I've also been there and witnessed it as close as you can be, you know, when it wasn't going his way. And so to go on, you know, beyond just the times between him and I, what was the mindset? You know, it's one thing, you know, to have me in your ear and other, you know, Louis Simmons, Chuck Vogelpool, your teammates and all that to be in your ear. But what was your mindset? You know, how do you go back to square one when you're lifting at the pro level, so you're already, you know, you're elite. How do you pull yourself out of that tailspin where I'm bombing out of meets and remain positive?
Well, for me, you know, well, first of all, you know, I've thanked you, I think, every single time at the day of the meet for your honest feedback and criticism. And I think I've always sent you a message after every meet that you've judged
me
on. Because, you know, it's one of those things, there are certain people that just stand out as having a value, you know, whether it's an opinion or their presence or whatever. And you've been one of those guys that has both in my life. And but, you know, one of the things for me that really, really changed for my lifting from, you know, I had some struggles early on. Well, actually, my very early powerlifting career was raw and single ply, and I did well, you know, in NASA and in some smaller federations. Then I switched to the multiply, and that's when I met Wade. And he's right, you know, I kind of accelerated a little bit quickly, you know, for some people, and ended up at Westside and was at some pro-level meets. And maybe I was just a little bit ahead of the learning curve at some points. And then when you get up into the realm where the big boys are playing and the weights just keep getting heavier and heavier and heavier, that learning curve caught up. So for me, what I had to do, you know, rather than riding the roller coaster of up and down, up and down, up and down, was to really step back, analyze myself truthfully. You know, what are my weaknesses? What are the flaws that stand out? Why am
what,
I having
what,
trouble?
What were they? When you did this this inventory, what did you feel was one of your top weaknesses at the time, Brandon?
Well, I'll be honest. In the squat, you know, I was training probably high and hoping to hit depth on the day of the meet. And in training, I was using the shirt, and I was touching a lot of boards successfully, but never training to my chest.
Gotcha.
So I went back and adapted to the mindset of I'm going to try to train deeper than the expectation of a meet. And that way, if I go to a meet and I get, you know, a call right at parallel, I feel a little high. And the same for the shirt, you know, I'm going to make sure that I can touch everything, you know, whether it's 30 pounds under my opener, my second, my third, you know, work all kinds of variables. And, you know, I really started making a practice of this, and this came a little bit from Chuck Vogelpohl. He's big into training out of position, you know, trying to put your body in awkward positions
right.
that really stress you. Well, I'm kind of a favor of putting myself in positions that happen in meets but aren't intentional. A lot of times, if you've seen the way I do deadlifts, my speed day for deadlifts is I'll do 8 repetitions where I let go of the bar, stand up, reset, but I do it in under 20 seconds. So what happens is through the course of that movement, the bar may start an inch away from my shins, or one hand might be a little bit to the right, you know, of center, and the other hand might be a little bit left of center. A toe might turn out, things like that. But all those things happen within a meet.
Right.
So, you know, I started.
So you force yourself to adapt to these variables faster and faster,
right.
So that when you walk into a meet and you grab the bar, and as the bar is leaving the ground, you realize, oh man, I'm a little far left. But your brain has already dealt with that in a training session over and over again.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, I remember one of the meets I did out in California. I deadlifted my second attempt, which was 771, and it looked like a guitar. You know, my right hand was so far off center, and it, you know, here it was. This was at the time. This was a PR lift, and actually, I was going to 804. You know, which was uncharted territory at the time, and I pulled the second one, and it's like a guitar. And they said, if you can pull it like that, you're going to smash 804. Well,
right.
I didn't smash 804, but it came up and I got white lights for it. You know, it was a good lift. But had I not had the confidence from my training and that kind of off kilter type training where I forcefully put myself in compromised positions, you know, I probably would have let go of the bar, or, you know, any number of things could happen. But I always try to make training as violent and as difficult as possible. So a meet is really just a reflection of the best of my capabilities.
Here's what we have to do. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about consistency, Brandon, just for a second,
sure.
because I have some ideas, and Wade, I want you to jump in here. We're talking with Brandon Lilly. He is an elite power lifter. We're talking about methods that he applies to getting stronger that obviously you can apply to no matter what your goals are in gaining strength. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthy or longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
This is strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Sega! Sonic, wait up!
Welcome back. You know, Wade, I've determined that every success in life requires consistency. And the guy or the gal who does whatever the tasks are that lead to success with the greatest frequency, with the least interruption, tends to be the champion. You know, I look at bodybuilders and I say, you know what? The reason they're winning these competitions is because they ate all their meals, they trained every day they had to train, they did their supplements, they did it with greater consistency for year after year, sometimes for a decade at a time. And the same is true of strength athletes. Wouldn't you agree with that statement?
I absolutely agree with it. It's one of those things where I've told lifters, you know, and I think Brandon and I have discussed this in the past as well, it's one of those things where, you know, I'll get an email, I had a terrible workout today. No, you didn't. If you went in and you got your work in, the only bad session is the session you missed, the one that didn't take place, you know, and so that, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, with Brandon, because I see him post, he's posting his workouts, and then he's posting his food, you know, because there's all those things that go into being, you know, to being a champion. It's not just how hard you work in the gym. It's not just how hard, you know, you pay attention to nutrition. It's doing it day in, day out. You don't miss. I'm sick. I don't care. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my work in. I'm going to do what I have to do, because the priority here is being a champion, and you only get there, you know, by not missing. You're the guy that's, you know, the key is absolute consistency.
And this is my question to Brandon. So, Brandon, obviously you want it bad enough, but let's face it, lots of people want it bad enough. Do you have any tips? Do you have any tricks? Do you have any secrets that keep you in doing what you need to do with greater consistency?
You know, it's a personal choice, and I've really been fortunate enough in my life, you know, in my powerlifting life especially, but even before that, I had some coaches early on that really, you know, it's actually funny. I was talking about this in an article I just wrote. I remember in every single sport that I played three sports in high school, and 4 years, I got 12 awards that were the 110% effort award. You know, I was never the tallest. I was never the fastest, the biggest, the strongest. And that was something that coaches, my father, my grandfathers instilled in me, you know, was that is one thing that can't be determined on a chart is effort. And, you know, we used to get out of running drills for floor burns in basketball practice, you know. And I would go home and look like I had hickeys from head to toe, you know, because I was diving all over the place. But that's the one thing across the board with successful lifters that I've met, you know, is there's just no off switch. You know, Chuck Vogelpohl, I had the privilege, and I would even go so far as to say the honor of training with him for a year. And to watch this guy in his mid-40s come in literally hobbling, wearing sometimes a knee wrap around his groin or his knee just to even walk in the gym, and then to do things that probably 99% of the powerlifting community can't even do, you know, 1,100-plus pound squats in this condition. And then you see that and you think, okay, Chuck's just a freak, or he's a superhuman or whatever. But then you notice, okay, Chuck stays the longest after everyone doing accessory work. Chuck is the guy that's there on off days at the gym next door doing neck, back, forearm, calf work. He's the guy that when you go out to eat as a group or as a team, you look around and everybody else has got these big monstrous cheeseburgers and whatnot, and Chuck has got the lean cut of beef or whatever. You know, I mean, it was just Chuck really was a standout amongst standouts to me, in his consistency, in his tenacity, in his willingness to do whatever it took. I mean, literally, Chuck is the epitome of the attitude of, I will do whatever it takes to succeed and be the best. Yeah. And, you know, luckily I've been around a lot of guys like that. You know, I was fortunate enough to be around Stan Efferding for a little bit out at Super Training. I've spent some time with Dan Green. I've spent some time with the Lillibridges. You know, and it's just a common thread. You know, it's not even like something that you talk about. It's just something. It's something inside of guys that have it, and it just can't be taught. I was talking to a guy the other day. You know, and I can coach a lifter on his form. I can coach a lifter on his weight, on his technique, everything else. Give him a perfect diet. Give him a perfect supplement plan. But if they don't want it, what's it all for?
Right.
You know, it's just, it's something that it's that intangible thing that the great lifters have, you know, and not just great lifters, but successful people all together.
Right.
You know,
right.
They talk about Michael Jordan being obsessive about jump shots whenever his legs started to deteriorate, and he couldn't dunk and he couldn't cut as fast. They said he would spend 2 to 3 extra hours shooting jump shots, you know, because he knew that was the next transition point of his game.
Right.
And, you know, that's like when Chuck figured out that he wasn't ever going to be the world's greatest bench presser. He decided, well, I have to be the world's greatest squatter, and I have to be a hell of a good deadlifter to stay on pace with the rest of these guys. You know, and he did whatever it took to achieve those two things. you know, and you can't fault him. I mean, he literally pushed his body to the point of collapse, you know.
I want to make sure we cover something real quick here, because we're coming towards the end of having you with us, and I want to ask you about the cube method. This is your training method, correct?
It's more than that. It's somewhat of a biography of my training life. It's not just this method that I pulled out of thin air. It's, you know, if you took every single training style from bodybuilding to powerbuilding to 531 to the West Side method to Shaco to Smolov and jumbled them up in a blender and threw it out on paper with some calculated, you know,
adjustments
here and there, you know, that's what you come up with. It's just, it's a system that I believe in. It's a system that is kind of a throwback in that there's no bands and chains and box. It's more dedicated to just the barbell and the main lifts as they are in competition. But the rotation itself only emphasizes one heavy lift per week. Whereas, you know, let's say you squat heavy on Monday, you bench for reps on Wednesday, you pull for explosiveness on Friday, and then you do a bodybuilding day on Sunday. Well, the next week, your squats are explosive, your bench is heavy, and your deadlift is for reps. And the next week, your squat is for reps, your bench is explosive, and your deadlift is heavy. So rather than focusing so much on every time going into the gym, I have to PR, I have to PR, I have to PR, I have to PR, it's let's build these PRs. And not only do I look at PRs like a 5-pound PR, for me, if I can do two reps with, say, 400 pounds and the second rep is difficult, if I come back to 400 pounds and I do the second rep clean, that's still a PR because I've gotten better.
Right.
If I can then do three reps, that's another kind of PR. You know, the thing about it is, people say I always bash Louie, but one of the things that the West Side principals say in their kind of in their code of ethics is, or not ethics, but code of lifting is, you do this lift until you don't get a PR. Well, let's change that wording just a little bit. You do this until you fail. Well, if you start setting the precedent that failure is going to happen,
that's the goal.
I believe that starts to work its way into your psyche. Mm-hmm. And the lifters that I've talked to, like Eddie Cohen, the Lillibridges and things like that, they never want to miss a lift in training. And that's like for me, I haven't missed a big lift in training, in a couple of years. So right. When I approach the bar on the platform, there is no doubt in my mind that that's a reasonable attempt that I can lift that weight. So the cube is set up on 5-10-week cycles per year. I give people 2 weeks off for vacation, whatever. But if you hit 5-pound PRs on every lift, 5 cycles over, that's 75 pounds in a year.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight.
You give me 4 years, that's 300 pounds. Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, I can do that in 6 months. Okay, but then what about the next 6 months? You know, I'm talking about sustainable progression over time, over and over and over, raising the bar every single cycle so your base strength never drops. Your base strength just keeps getting higher and higher and higher. You know, like I said, I've squatted 750 plus 4 days in a row. I've benched 500 6 days in a row. I pulled 750 plus beltless 3 days in a row. You know, without much thought about it, because my base level strength has increased to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's the thing is guys always talk about peaking and doing everything just so perfectly. What if you didn't have that chance to peak? You know, the rest of your life isn't like that. You know, everything is, you've got to do it when the time is right. You know, you got to strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah, your approach is more of a dynamic continuum as opposed to a peak. It's like, no, why peak with this high peak when you can continue increasing with a more gradual approach and end up stronger in the long run?
Exactly. That's the thing for me is, you know, I don't want to go out here and deadlift 850 today and then 3 weeks after my meet, I can't pull 775.
Right.
I would rather go out and pull 815 like I did at Capo, turn around 2 weeks later and pull 800 without a belt, which I did. So, you know, what you're looking at is sustainable strength, smaller gains, but consistent and permanent type gains, the gains that actually stick with you over time. And, you know, if you commit to it long enough, the gains are going to far supersede any gains that are, you know, on that roller coaster type lifting. And that's not bashing any method.
No.
It's just, that's what I believe in. And that's
it's okay, Brandon. I have to quantify a lot of stuff that I say as well. You know, because if you say something that's different from the norm, then you're bashing someone. And I think both of us would agree, you know, that there's a certain reverence. I've never been a West Side trainee, but to say that Louis has not had an effect, you know, on my training or my life or my competitive life would be not only foolish, it wouldn't be the truth. So, you know, when we're talking about these different training methods, you know, it's not, you know, there's no question that all these different methods work, but that Brandon has, you know, through a lot of time and experience, you know, has come up with something that not only works well for him, you know, but I'm watching a lot of other people that are doing this, and the results have been incredible.
Where can people find the Cube Method, Brandon? Where can they find this?
Actually, I'm going to plug two things. I've got a new book coming out Tuesday, which is 365 Strong, which is more of the understanding of building a mindset, building a training philosophy around a slower, smaller approach, but with that consistent gain every single cycle. You know, 5 to 10 pound gains over 5 cycles a year, over 5 years, over 10 years or whatever, and becoming a high caliber lifter the old fashioned way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Building a base of strength. But that book comes out Tuesday. The Cube Method is also available at www.jtsstrength.com, and you just click on the store and it's available there. That's the same place that the 365 Strong book will be available. You know, and one of the things that I really want to get out there is everything is about perspective. Every single thing that we do in life is about how you approach it. And I'll be the first to admit that when I left Westside, one of the things that I was told is I would probably never pull 800 pounds without Westside, you know, without their backing or without that training style. And I kind of am a person that carries a chip on my shoulder. So every single set that I did on the deadlift after that was, I'll show these guys. But in the end, you know who, you know, even though I was mad at Louis for asking me to leave and things like that, ultimately, Louis gave me the fire to find a way to pull 800 pounds, you know, because he said, your head's not in the right place. You're distracted. You know, you're distracted. You're not lifting well here. You know, let's just part ways. And looking back, had I still been there, I might have found myself. I might have found, you know, the right path. But in the end, I found a path on my own, you know, and I'm very, very happy and I'm very, very thankful. But I owe a lot to Louis. He gave me a shot when I was a nobody, you know, and I learned a lot at Westside. I learned a lot training with Dave. I learned a lot training under Louis, and, you know, that anger or that chip on my shoulder, you know, in some ways it's still there. I think it'll always be there a little bit, but on the other hand, I have to be thankful for the opportunity that he gave me,
right.
You know, because he gave me a lot of lessons. And one of the lessons was when you're given an opportunity like that, you should take full charge of it, and I didn't. So, you know, I was kind of, I hit my powerlifting bottom, and I had to find my way back up. And because of that, you know, here I am today.
Well, the website again is JTS, like John, it's actually Juggernaut Training System Strength.com. JTSStrength.com. And you can go there and get the book again is called 365.
365 Strong will be out Tuesday.
Okay.
But the Cube Method is available now. There's a powerlifting method, which is mine, and there's a strongman version, which Josh Thigpen, a world's strongest man competitor, he wrote about the same time, and we didn't really collaborate on them together, but we had some mutual oversight over his book a little bit. So, you know, but that's more for strongman than powerlifting.
There you go. So you can go there and get the book. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, no problem. I feel like we could talk forever.
Yeah, we could.
We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, we'll have you back
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you,
Brandon. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, it'll be Coach Johnson and myself, and we've got some more things to discuss. You're listening to the Get Strong Show with Coach Wade Johnson here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. Whey Natural USA. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com. And click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You don't want to fast without BioAge Superfood. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. Make your fasts easier and more effective with microalgae. A lot of science behind it. We'll be talking about it next week. Wade, I actually Googled Tiny Meeker, big bench on the river, and
yeah, this reads me.
Yeah, that was May 22nd. It said that he missed it twice. Meeker had near misses twice with both with a world record bench of 1102 pounds. He looks strong, so will definitely fall soon. It said.
Yeah. I need to, like I told you off air, he'd sent me a text about an upcoming meet that he's promoting. And, so I'll get in touch with him and see what's up. We need to get him back on the show.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, 1102. I mean, that's a lot of weight to be bench pressing.
That's just nuts. just crazy.
I mean, that's squat weight. You know what I mean?
Well, that's more. I mean, you know, I made the all-time list at 1040, and the guy's got 1102 in his hands.
Yeah, yeah, pretty impressive.
That's crazy.
So, you know what else I noticed about Brandon? I was looking at his cube method, and he's got a couple blogs that he puts out there, and he apparently is a fan of what could be considered a breathing squat. In fact, he had four movements that he did, and they were a reverse band squat, wide stance good morning, lunges with challenging dumbbells in hand, and then he finished up with a squat, complete 50 reps without racking the bar using 35 to 40% of your maximum weight. That has to be considered a breathing squat because you're not racking the bar. That means that you're probably rest pausing, breathing for a while.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, very good, very good. So in summary, what do you take away from the interview with Brandon? I mean, obviously, he has taken, and sometimes it takes this, he has taken something and turned it inward to create a greater level of desire, whether it's to prove those guys at Westside wrong, or whatever. It kind of seems like that is what fuels him, to prove those out there wrong. And it isn't that something that's in all of us when we're kids, maybe? You know, we're going to show them. I'm going to show you guys someday. You know what I mean?
Well, I absolutely think that's part of it. That's something that Brandon and I have discussed. And it was, I think, early on, you know, it was one of the things that fueled me. You know, the guy that was really my first powerlifting coach, even said, you know, that at best I was going to be average, you know, and that I would never have a good bench press. And that, you know, and then, you know, which really pissed me off. And then when my lifts eclipsed his, then accused me of using steroids, which really pissed me off.
Right.
You know, so all it did was, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, I have this thing about believe and belief. It's hung all over my gym. It's hung all over my house. It's tattooed on my body. And someone recently, very close to me, asked me, what's the story behind that? And the story is, and I think this is the same for Brandon, you know, throughout our lives, we're told you can't do this. You'll never be able to do that. You know, and in Brandon's case, you know, where it's like you're distracted and you're never going to be able to do this at the level that you need to, you know, people have, you know, that's the pivotal moment. It's not that someone said something, you know, because it's not always negative. It's like, hey, this isn't working out. We need to do something different. You have a choice, you know, and Brandon, you know, spoke of this. You have a choice when you hear those words on how it's going to affect you. And you have to make the determination, you know, oh, well, they're right. I can never do this, you know, so I'll give up, or I won't give, you know, give it my best shot. Or you're going to go, okay, not only am I going to do this and prove you wrong, you know, but I'm going to eclipse not only your expectations, but my own. And I think that goes back into more, you know, guys like Brandon, guys, you know, like, well, look at Rob. I mean, you know, you want to talk about the model of consistency. And digging in, and you know, guys, a walking encyclopedia or supercomputer about training and supplements. It's insane. And you know, these are the things that when you find your real motivation and you can channel that in a positive manner, you know, the results are endless. And now you see what type of lifter Brandon is. Not only is he a strong guy, but he's smart and very intuitive. He's taken those hard lessons and has created a positive.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like I said, it's sometimes maybe the best thing that can happen for you is for someone to tell you that you can't do something.
Oh, that's always worked well for me. You'll never bench more than 400 pounds. All right, well, we'll just see about that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the interview. Obviously, we had a couple technical difficulties. We'll get that squared away. We've got lots of other good guests that are going to bring all different types of stories about ways, techniques, methods of getting stronger. Not all will be power lifters because obviously strength is indicative, is unique to each discipline. But more importantly, who else would you want to learn how to get strong from if it wasn't somebody who is training exclusively for strength, like a strongman or a powerlifter? So those of you who are listening to the show thinking, well, I'm not a powerlifter, this show's not for me, think again. if you recognize the importance of that strength plays in longevity, if you recognize the importance that getting stronger plays in your ability to stay actively involved in your own life, then who do you want to learn how to get stronger from? Somebody who's just barely stronger than you, that's on the Oprah show, or a guy who's moving thousands of pounds? So if you're going to take piano lessons, you want to learn from an impresario, or you want to learn from some ham and egg guy who barely plays piano better than you? It's a simple question with a simple answer. It's rhetorical. So don't tune this show out, because this show is going to be all about getting stronger. And it's important to get strong in order to live long. Coach Johnson,
let me give you a quick example. Let me give you a quick example. I know we're tight. I have a client who is a wonderful friend of mine. She is 54 years old. I've mentioned her before. Just right now, you know, Brandon talks about PRs. We are always talking about PRs. I have a chart for my evening clients that are mostly women, and it's not unlike the powerlifting boards. But just recently, these girls are pushing each other. She weighs, I don't know, 130 pounds, 140 pounds. At 54, she doesn't look good in a bikini. At 54, she looks good in a bikini. Last week, 3 sets of 8 close grip decline with 155 pounds.
Wow.
More than her body weight. Not doing a powerlifting movement. The close grip decline does 3 sets of 8 with 155 pounds. And that's not the most, they don't do singles very often. Everything is about repetition with them. And that just goes to show you the importance, especially as we age after 40, after 50, that, you know, she's active. She's beautiful. She's confident. She works a lot of hours and can, you know, she bench presses 150 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important, especially for women. Listen, we've gone a little long. Coach Johnson, we'll see you not next week, but the week after, right?
Absolutely. Great to be back.
All right. Thank you. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Tan Bars. We're going to be talking.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio. Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells, or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. As you know, a subject that is near and dear to my heart is the consumption of raw unpasteurized milk. I'm joined now by Dr. Ton Behrs, all the way from Poland. How you doing, Dr. Behrs?
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine here. Yeah.
Good, good. And very refreshing to see someone doing the kind of research that you're doing, first of all, because most of the researchers and scientists out there really don't pay attention to the differences between conventionally produced pasteurized milk and then, of course, unpasteurized milk, which is very unconventional, not only in the fact that it's not pasteurized, but also quite often that the animals that are used to produce unpasteurized milk eat exclusively grass or even silage to some degree, but not grains and soy and so on. So tell me why, first of all, this was of interest to you and your group.
The main interest is that we started to work for the organic movement in Germany. I was busy in Germany in those days, and the farmers wanted to know, is there any difference between our milk and the conventionally produced milk? And then I got in contact with the people who were dealing with the raw milk issue as well, and then we did trials. We did trials. We made comparisons between conventional and organic milk production, but we also did trials with children, allergic children, with raw milk and with pasteurized and homogenized milk. So the interest came from the farmers at first, and the main interest by myself was I want to produce a milk which support health in general.
Okay, so and there is also a movement abreast here in the United States, and I suspect there is a movement that is growing in other countries as well. There are a lot of people, including myself, for the past 8 years I've done this radio show, and for well over a decade I have consumed raw unpasteurized milk, raw unpasteurized cream, butter, and even a couple times a year raw unpasteurized colostrum from cows that have just recently given birth. And I talk about it on the show openly, and we promote it on the show, and there are perhaps millions of people in the country today who strive exclusively to drink raw unpasteurized milk. But there is always the question, I always get questions from people in my audience who are new to this message, and they say, well, it's dangerous to drink raw unpasteurized milk. You can get very sick, and aren't you being reckless? So the most recent research paper that you published discusses whether or not it is healthy or hazardous to drink raw unpasteurized milk. So what did you learn?
The main message, to my opinion, is that we need to learn to distinguish all the milk is white. All the milk has a sweet taste. It smells, raw milk smells a little bit like cows. But we need to make it distinguish where does our milk come from. And there is milk which is there to pasteurize, but there are a lot of farmers who produce a milk which can be consumed as a raw milk. And that is what I am trying to develop here in Germany, in the Netherlands, where I work as well. We try to make distinguishment between one milk quality and another milk quality. And it has a lot to do with the hygiene measurement of the farm. And it has a lot to do with the attention the farmer pays to his cows. If he has an early detection, if he has an eye for his cows, etc. So, to my opinion, the big industry, they want to only have bulk milk because it's their they can make a lot of money with it because they can make all kind of produce out of it. But they don't have the need to make this distinguishment. And for the farmers who want to sell raw milk, it's necessary that they show that their milk is different.
Well, and I would respectfully submit to you that the commercial milk producers, knowing that their milk will end up being pasteurized, allow their cows to be in worse conditions, worse hygiene conditions, and in fact, knowing that it's going to be pasteurized, probably even the handling of the milk is a bit more cavalier or reckless because they know, well, in the end, it's going to be pasteurized, so we don't have to worry about this or that. Where milk that is being produced to be consumed raw and unpasteurized, I have to believe that these farmers, knowing that it's going to be consumed unpasteurized, take greater care with the way the milk is handled, the way the cows are treated. And this, I think, is even evidenced in the longevity of commercial cows. I think they estimate they live 3 to 4 years, but cows that are roaming, grazing, and being used for raw milk production, they can last for 12 to 13 years of life.
Yeah, that's right. And in general, you see a huge difference between cows from New Zealand. And New Zealand is a country with grazing. They have only grass available there. And you see that on average, the cows have a much higher longevity, a higher age in New Zealand than in Europe or in the U.S. So that there is a huge evidence if you bring cows outside, if you have the right cow to graze, if you care for your cows, etc., then you have good possibilities to get older cows and also to remain them healthy in the long end.
Okay, so now let's talk about the quality or the nutritive value of milk. There are those within the raw milk community that espouse that the pasteurization process destroys the nutrition of milk and even some of the growth factors and even some of the transporter enzymes that make milk so beneficial. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, yes, it is. Although if you look in literature, that if you look at the big elements in milk, you don't find very often large differences between pasteurized and unpasteurized. But if you look at the finer levels, so we have nowadays much more possibilities to analyze different things, and you see at finer levels that huge differences are present. So why do we do pasteurization? Because we want to kill bacteria. So there are bad bacteria, but there are heaps of good bacteria in milk which are also killed. We change the enzymes. The enzymes are partly are gone, so that means that the whole digestion of raw milk is different than milk which has been pasteurized. We change the proteins, and that's one of the things why we think that milk which has been heated becomes allergic. And so there are all kind of new structures built. We call that epitopes. So in the proteins, there is a change in the structure. And for that reason, we think that allergy can be there. Not for everyone. If you have a good stomach, if you have a good digestion system, you don't see the difference. But especially if you are susceptible for all that kind of things, you see that you react very strongly on an unpasteurized milk, on a raw milk, if you have, if you are susceptible for it.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more about the discussion related to allergies. We're talking with Dr. Tan Bares. We're talking about raw unpasteurized milk. Is it healthy or hazardous? And we're going to get back into this in just a moment. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We've talked about raw milk for years, and now we're finally getting some great research from Dr. Ton Bars. So, Dr. Bars, the fact that pasteurized milk seems to elicit an allergic reaction in those who are susceptible to it. What about unpasteurized milk? Does it seem to have the opposite effect? Does it benefit these individuals who may have a higher allergic reaction? Because there's some discussion that there are immunoglobulins that are still alive in the milk when it's not pasteurized that could help boost the immune system.
Mm-hmm. The problem is that we don't know exactly the mechanism. What we see is that, especially in studies done in farm children, is that they have a very well-developed immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And their immune system has been built up by the circumstances at the farm.
Right.
So living at the farm, especially with a lot of animals, not on an edible farm, but if you live on a farm with animals, gives you a boost of your immune system. And it has to do, let's say, with dirt. Yeah? So
right.
We need a healthy amount of dirt. But what we also see in these large epidemiological studies, which has been done in at least 10 different countries in the last 15 years, is that what you see is that there is an independent effect of consuming raw milk. Yeah? So in those studies, they didn't look only at the farm children, but they used also control groups. So children from the same village who were not living at the farm. And what we see in children who are not living on a farm, but if they drink raw milk, they have the same kind of protection as these farm children.
Ah.
So the farming environment is protective, but additionally we see that raw milk is an independent protective environment as well. So the consumption of raw milk is therefore very important.
Interesting.
One of the last studies done, because there was always a discussion, if a farmer tells you that my child consumes raw milk, does he tell you the truth? So what the people in Switzerland did, the study was done in Switzerland, they went to 800 farms, took a milk sample from the milk which stood on the table and which was given to the children, and they controlled if it was really a cooked milk or it was a raw milk. And there they found out that the children who really got this raw milk were much better protected than the farm children who got cooked milk. So what we see is, again, a farming effect from, let's say, the dirt, the microbes on in general on the farm, but we see again and again, we see a raw milk effect.
Now, it's interesting because about 8 years ago, I had a fellow on the show named Dr. Ron Schmidt, and he wrote a book, The Untold Story of Milk, and he explained why we pasteurize milk today when swill milk was created. Mm-hmm. And he said that at the turn of the century, when milk was being implicated for the spread of tuberculosis, it was, mm-hmm. in fact, raw unpasteurized milk that was showing a protective effect in mm-hmm. children developing tuberculosis. And this was evidenced in children who were institutionalized in orphanages, which generally had their own cows, and they did not pasteurize milk. And these children were resistant to TB. So, mm-hmm. in fact, this would kind of play hand in hand with what you're discussing about a more robust immune system and some protective qualities consuming raw milk. What about the fat in milk? I know that you've done several good studies that examine the relationship between high-fat dairy consumption, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic disease. Is this mm-hmm. does this change when we look at pasteurized milk from grain-fed cows versus raw milk from cows that are eating almost exclusively grass?
There are two ways of protection. One way is raw milk. Yeah, so raw milk is a protective agent, and what we see, it's independent if it's an organic cow, which is grass-fed, or if it's given from conventional cows, which are inside. We talk about European studies, yeah? So that they are not maybe that high productive as what you are what you know in the U.S. I can't compare that, but
right.
At least in Europe we see that the farm children are mainly, let's say, conventional farm children. So there is a raw milk effect. But additionally, there are studies done which show that there is also a protection of the high quality of fats. And that's the second step where we need to learn to distinguish again. So the main thing is, again and again, let's make a distinguishment. Not every milk is the same. And what we have seen is that cows produce heaps of trans fats, which in general the industry says it trans fats are bad. But again, here we have to distinguish again, because trans fats produced from grazing cows are completely other trans fats than the trans fats which are produced by heating of fats which the industry is using,
right.
So palm oil and all that kind of stuff. So the trans fats which are produced by cows are natural trans fats which are protective agents again. Yeah? So we call them CLAs. Yeah?
Right.
CLAs are protective agents as well as the omega-3 fatty acids. So, and that's interesting that what I said in the beginning, there is not a huge... That the raw milk discussion has nothing to do with organic, but this discussion around good fats produced has a lot to do with the organic movement, because in the organic farming, we want our cows outside. Cows have to be grazed. Cows should not be fed like pigs. Eh? Cows
right.
Should get hay, should get some silage. Eh? That are normal elements where you can develop a healthy cow. And if we do that, we see that these cows produce high amounts of CLAs, they produce high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. So that has to do with the grazing system on a farm.
And these fats, how do they play into the relationship between the development of obesity, cardiovascular disease, and metabolic disease? Do we see that since these are more beneficial fats, higher conjugated linoleic acid, higher omega-3 fatty acids from cows that are eating almost exclusively grass versus corn and grain, do those fats also either because in the United States, the implication is that drinking milk and eating dairy causes heart disease, causes obesity, causes diabetes, but I have to believe that we have to be specific about what fats we're getting from these different types of milk. If we're getting fats from cows that are living cows' lives and eating grass, I have to believe that those fats are protective against these and not causing these diseases.
In what large epidemiological studies show is that we don't get fat from milk. We don't get heart disease from milk or milk produce. It's completely the other way. If you see that people who consume in general larger amounts of milk and milk produce, they are better protected. They have a lower BMI, they have a lower weight. So that has to, what we think it has to do with this, how do you call that? This, you are much more satisfied if you consume fat instead of energies, sugars.
Right.
And so all these sugars, they are the bad things. We get fat from eating sugars, and not we don't get fat from eating animal fat. Yeah? In general,
right.
Fats are not bad for us. And what you see is that studies, especially studies on animals, show that we can make a distinguishment between protective fats, and then we come again in the whole range of the long chain omega-3 fatty acids, and we come in the range of the CLAs and their precursors produced by cows. And so from that point of view, again, we have to make a distinguishment. Not every fat is the same fat, but here we can make a difference again.
Yeah. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the risk now. I want to talk about the potential hazards of drinking raw and pasteurized milk. We're talking with Dr. Tan Bars. We're talking about drinking raw and pasteurized milk versus conventionally produced pasteurized milk. And obviously the question on everybody's mind is, okay, so it sounds great. Raw milk sounds like it has some real benefits, especially when the cows are allowed to graze on grass to produce the milk. But what about the dangers we hear from all of the governing bodies out there who say you're risking your life if you drink raw and pasteurized milk? We're going to get into that when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, there may be some benefits about drinking raw milk, but there is a large constituent group out there who says it's very, very dangerous and risky and you should never engage in it. So Dr. Barris, did you find any evidence that it is, in fact, dangerous to drink raw unpasteurized milk? And if so, when and why?
It can be dangerous. We should not say that there are no risks on drinking raw milk. But again, here we need to make a distinguishment. And what you see, for instance, in Germany, there is a law since 1930, something like that, where it is allowed to sell illegal raw milk. It's called Vorzugsmilch, so preferred milk. And this milk is, since 1930, strictly under control by veterinarians, by the government. And since then, it is produced. And if you look at the research at this type of milk in comparison to the conventional produced milk, you see that the amount of germs are much lower. The risks for Listeria, for Salmonella, for E. coli, for Enterococci, all these kind of bugs, it's much, much lower than in a conventional milk. So the main message is, again, if you want to drink a raw milk, look for someone who wants to produce a raw milk which is used, which is there for human consumption, and not a milk which is there to pasteurize in a factory. And so there are risks, but we see that the risks are strongly reduced, going almost to nil if you go to a kind of milk which is strictly controlled by the farmers or even by veterinarians or by the government.
You know, and it's interesting because the illusion that pasteurized milk is safer, and I say that specifically, and I think what Dr. Burrs is pointing out is very, very important, first of all. And it comes down to an underlying message that we promoted on the show for a long time. And this isn't just about milk. This is about beef. This is about pork. This is about chicken. This is about eggs. This is about produce. Times have changed. Developing a relationship with a small family farm in your area, if that's possible, and getting to know where your food is coming from is becoming increasingly more important today than ever before. With the greater centralization of food production, we see now events where thousands of people in tens of states are falling to foodborne illnesses because of salad that comes from a company in Atlanta, Georgia, or from California, wherever. And you don't see these types of large mass food poisoning events happen when food is decentralized and you're doing business with one-on-one business with a farmer. And so the point is this. You know, I buy my raw milk from a Mennonite farmer. I've seen the cows. I've been to the farm. I go to the farm at least once a week to pick up things. I know how they treat their animals. I know they eat their own food. I feel a sense of confidence that they are doing every possible thing to make sure that the milk is of the highest quality, the handling of the milk is high quality, the hygiene of the cows is considered, and so on and so forth. You can't drink raw milk that has been designed for pasteurization because, as we pointed out before, the milk is mishandled. It's not given the same quality because they know, oh, in the end it's going to be pasteurized. It really doesn't matter what we do with it. So looking at milk that's produced for pasteurization and making that the benchmark of whether or not raw milk is safe or not is a huge mistake, number one. The other thing is that if you go to the website realmilk.com, which is a campaign to broaden the awareness of raw milk consumption in the United States, you will find pages, I say pages, of legitimate foodborne illness occurring. And I'm talking about thousands and thousands of people from drinking pasteurized milk where microorganisms were in the pasteurized milk and thousands of families got. In fact, there was one event, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago in California, where some 6,000 people suffered from food poisoning and some 6 or 7 people actually died. These were elderly people nonetheless, but they died as a result of drinking pasteurized milk. So make no mistake about it. the days to trust food in general because it comes from this company or that company are over. And the same speculation needs to be applied to raw milk. So, and so, in summary, obviously, raw milk. If you are going to consider drinking raw milk, you what you're saying is you must make sure that this milk has been produced specifically to be consumed raw.
Yes, that's the first thing. You have to trust your farmers. And during my visit in New York State several years ago, I went also to an organic farm north from New York, and he produced also raw milk. But he first made a very simple and quick testing of his milk before he shipped it to the shops. Eh? So he first tested his milk. He wanted to know if his E. coli levels were low enough, and then he said, well, it's fine, and then it was given further to the consumers.
Right.
Another example is a friend of mine in the Netherlands. He started to sell raw milk as well, and I said to him, please take over the legislation what the German Vorzugsmilch farmers are doing. If you do that, you are much more on the safe side. And that's only take a sample once a month from your milk, let it control for what I already said, E. coli, Enterococci, Listeria, Salmonella. And if you do that, you know that you are on the safe side, and you can also communicate that to your consumers. So there are good possibilities to get in contact with people who do local selling, but we should also stimulate these farmers to do some extra and give some input on these hygiene extra hygiene standards, and they can show it. And we have good quick tests nowadays to show the hygiene quality.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also some other discussion now, even within the raw milk community, that some raw milk is better than others based on the type of cow and the type of casein. There's this discussion about beta 2 casein. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you mean the A1, A2 milk?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, A1,
beta-casomorphines. Yeah.
Yes. So were you able, did you look into this at all just out of curiosity, or have you looked into it even for your own curiosity, if there's any relevance to some of the discussions about the type of casein?
I was also curious about this, and I wanted to know if... I'll start on the other side. We did a test with high allergic children. These children were allergic for several types of allergies, so peanuts, celery, milk, all kinds of things. And they were tested by a medical doctor, and we took the milk from a 50-year-old biodynamic farm, and we gave them this milk in comparison with milk from the shop, which was pasteurized, homogenized, and conventional. And then this whole thing about these beta-casomorphines came across, and I was also in contact with the people in New Zealand about this, and I wanted to know what type of milk do I offer these children. And we sent our samples in combination with some other samples from organic farms to a colleague of ours who could test this. And to my, I was a little bit surprised to see that the milk I gave to these children was not the typical A2 milk. Yeah? So the people who supporting this whole discussion about the beta-casomorphine say that you need this specific A2 milk.
Right.
And, the genetics of the cows we had was not this typical A2 milk. It was a kind of mixture of A1 and A2. And I was looking at the whole thing, and I must say that the whole pattern, what we see in all these studies on raw milk, is that raw milk in general protects from what cow ever. So I am not convinced that this whole A1, A2 milk has a benefit in comparison to raw milk in general. I don't. Maybe due to pasteurization things can change, but if we offer people raw milk, then the whole thing about A1, A2, to my opinion, as what I know at the moment, That's not present.
Yeah, and see, my farmer has predominantly Jerseys as far as cows.
It's a good breed.
Yes, but he also has some other cows, too. You know, I think he has some Guernseys, he has some Holsteins. And so when I asked him about this once, he goes, well, you know, we mix all the milk together. And I thought, well, I guess the jury is out as far as I'm concerned on the importance of this. I want to take one more commercial break. And when we come back, I want to know, have you, before we come back, I want to ask you some questions about this. If you have you looked at colostrum from bovine colostrum at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
All right. I have some other questions as it relates to the fat and homogenization. We're talking with Dr. Ton Burrs. We're talking about raw unpasteurized milk versus conventional and pasteurized milk. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ton Burrs. We're talking about conventionally produced pasteurized milk versus raw unpasteurized milk. Safety, benefits, we're covering it all. There's a lot of discussion about homogenization and how it changes the fat. The fat is really not good for us once it's homogenized. Any evidence of that being true?
I'm not sure. Most of the studies on milk are done in the time that milk was not homogenized. So, and since then, you see that a lot of milk is going in the direction of low-fat milk. So it's a question if we can really make big studies after health effects of this homogenization. What we know from homogenization is that our gut is not cannot distinguish anymore. So instead of a normal digestion and a breakdown of the fat globules, you see that these two large globules are directly transferring through the gut, and that might give a problem in general. But to be honest, I've not been very busy with those studies.
Okay. So in summary, what would you hope that people take away from your research as it relates to a few things? The first being the difference between conventionally produced and then pasteurized milk versus, let's say, artesian-produced raw unpasteurized milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main thing is people need to know that white milk, behind white milk, we can see a lot of differences, and people should know that the first step is there is a huge difference between raw and pasteurized milk. That's, of course, also the main effect. Eh? That's what the people in Switzerland also say. They say that if we cook the milk, if we heat the milk, we see that these allergic reactions are starting, not due to homogenization, but the first step is the heating of the milk. So that's the first thing we have to distinguish. If we choose for a raw milk, then know your farmer. Know your farmer, know what he is doing, trust your farmer, build up a relationship again. And it means again and again, we are coming in a more local economy. We don't want to ship things all over the world or all over Europe or all over the U.S. That's not the main thing. And the other thing is that we need to make a distinguishment between the fat qualities, because we can see almost based on good analysis, we can almost identify if milk comes from pasture or if it's not coming from pasture. Hmm. So pasteurization changes a lot in the whole complexity of milk. We get a completely other fingerprint in the milk, and we can try to focus on specific fatty acids, but behind these fatty acids like CLAs and omega-3, there are another, let's say, 50 or 60 or 70 who are also have been changed due to non-pasturing of the cow. So it is the whole complexity of the system which is changed, and we should be aware that extensive grass-fed animals, they produce a much better quality of fats, which helps to support our health. It fights against obesity. It fights against the whole problems with cardiovascular disease, heart disease, etc. So, main message to my opinion, we need to learn to distinguish.
For many years, I have contended that unpasteurized milk contains, amongst the active enzymes, lactase, which helps in the digestion of milk, and that people who are lactose intolerant and who can't drink pasteurized, conventionally produced milk can actually thrive on raw unpasteurized milk. And I've had a lot of people over the years say, I can't believe it, I can drink milk again. Mm-hmm. Is this accurate, or am I giving bad information? Does raw milk contain the enzyme lactase, which makes it more tolerable for people who may not have been selected for the lactose intolerance gene?
Due to the pasteurization, we are also changing the whole enzyme system of the milk. And lipase, as well as lactase, are enzymes which are also depending on the heat treatment. So we know that if we go at a very low level of pasteurization, so maybe the pasteurization done in the past, where people were not going above, let's say, 62 or 63 degrees Celsius. I don't know what the difference in Fahrenheit, but that might hurt the milk less than the modern pasteurization. So if we the more heat we use, the more we change on the milk, and if we lose these enzymes, it also affects the whole digestion of milk. So I also know these stories, and not only stories. We see it also on farms where people go consciously to buy raw milk or raw milk kefir, for instance. Yeah? So
Right. If
people go there, they see that they can digest all these raw produce much better than they had expected. So I support your observations.
There was one more that I'd like to ask you about, and that is that it's been discussed that many of the large peptides, whether they be IGF-1 growth factors or even insulin, which are present in bovine milk, actually are absorbed and utilized by the body because of transport of proteins and enzymes. And there is a lot of people out there say it's just impossible that these peptides cannot be digested by the mature lining of the gut, and they're just digested and washed out of the body. Is there any evidence that there's some sort of magic in raw unpasteurized milk that enables the body to utilize some of these larger peptides which normally would not be absorbed into the gut?
I'm not sure if it's really the case that we can take up other enzymes or larger
peptides.
I doubt about it. If we have a healthy, developed gut, the gut and the whole intestine is there to protect us from the strange proteins we try to digest. So a healthy gut should really help us, and mainly also the microbes in our gut should help us to break down all these peptides. But what might be an indirect effect is that due to the consumption of, let's say, more this probiotic food or these unchanged peptides, we develop a completely other gut intestinal microbiome. Eh?
Right.
So for that reason, it might be an indirect effect which helps to support our health.
Okay. Well, Dr. Barris, I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show. It's a very important discussion. I applaud the work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Also want to thank Coach Wade Johnson and Brandon Lilly for coming on during the first half of the show. Obviously, I'm not going to stop drinking raw milk anytime soon. And I would say to those of you out there who are interested, go to realmilk.com, find the farmer in your area, try it yourself, make your own decisions. That's the best way to do it. Tomorrow's Friday, which means Casual Friday with Elisa Profumo. Thank you for listening, and see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.